A lot of particular things that are going on in this particular feast today of Epiphany. Interesting, the guidance of a star, right? So we've been talking a lot about Jesus Christ being the light that has come into the world. It's kind of cool to reflect on this idea that it was a light, which I'm pretty sure, no doubt, was the light of God, God's light, that led the Magi to come to know where the king had been born. The Son of God was at. There's also a particular instance, as you heard throughout the readings as well today. Jesus came for all people, for all the nations, to gather all people together. Just, if you maybe are unaware, whenever you hear, specifically with St. Paul, in his letters in the second readings, talking about Gentiles, it usually is speaking about non-Israelites, or people who are not of the chosen people of God. And so, right, there was always that tension. You know, did God come just for the Israelites? Did he come for all people? And there was a very much of a stigma between the Israelites and the Gentiles, those who were not, the promise was not made to them. But we hear that God came for all people, Gentiles, Israelites, all people of all faiths, of all nations. God came for them all, which is kind of symbolized as we have these three magi, these three men from a foreign country, from a foreign place. They're very interesting, right? We hear the particular story in the gospel where King Herod, king of Israelites, Israelite people are supposed to know their own prophets and the words that are being spoken and where the Messiah was supposed to be born and coming. And King Herod here is acting a foreigner. So where is the Messiah supposed to be born? So even sometimes in our own life, how outsiders sometimes even lead us in our own faith or redirect us in our own faith or even help us if we allow them to direct us in our own faith. And then we kind of have these three men, three wise men that bring gifts. And maybe many of you are thinking, gifts that don't necessarily seem to fit a child. But, interesting enough, they are particular gifts that fit that of a king. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, just as we heard in that first reading. Interesting enough, whenever a new king was named, many people who were under his reign would come and would bring gifts and give him homage and allegiance to the new king. So they would come and they would bring particular things and they would travel to that particular place where the king was. So these particular gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh point to Jesus as a king and his kingship. So as we reflect upon these particular things, also just in the mode and the movement of our church, there's three things that are kind of happening this weekend, next weekend, and the weekend after. And the church kind of really puts a lot of focus on Jesus's kind of coming into public ministry, right? Today we have the three kings. Next week, probably the most important event of our life, we focus on the baptism. Jesus is baptized. And the week after, we focus on Jesus's first miracle, the wedding at Cana, where water is changed into wine. So what are some beautiful things of God entering into our world and changing things, shaking things up, changing the idea of a simple baptism of repentance into a conversion of our own life, into the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Simple water and made into wine, something very beautiful. How the Lord is desiring to transform our own lives. And even our culture today, maybe many of us don't even necessarily realize it, but something that our culture will start doing, especially if you're from Louisiana, over the next few weeks, months, is you have the king cake, right? Which very much kind of focuses in on these three kings who come to bring gifts to Jesus. The king cake has a little baby Jesus that's in it. King cake, and in some sense, even now, all the way up till Ash Wednesday, is us continuing to discover who God is and the gifts that he gives to us. And this representation of the three kings. So, just quick, a reflection for you for over the next couple of weeks. What kind of gifts do you bring to the king in your own life? What kind of gifts do you bring to God? Nice reflection. Also, what particular gifts do you bring to people in your own life? Many of you who are married, many of you who have children and parents, do you really ever spend some time to reflect on what gifts do you give your loved one? What gifts do you share with them? Do you give to them? Particular gifts might be these particular things. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were very precious and very valuable. God sees us in our life and the gifts and talents that he gives to us as something very beautiful and very valuable and very precious. We are valuable and precious in the eyes of God. And the gifts and talents that he has given to us aren't a mistake. How do you particularly share your gifts and talents with the people whom are closest to you and whom you love the most? Which sometimes in our church we focus a lot on time, talent, and treasure. I focus a lot about talking about giving your gifts to the church and people and a lot of people who are in need. But sometimes I forget to talk about how do you give gifts to the people that are closest to you? How do you first give gifts to the people whom you love? How do you give yourself? Which again is probably the most valuable and precious gift that you could give to your spouse, that you could give to your children, that you could give to your parents and the people around you. Do you know what those gifts are? Do you know what is of value to you? Let the Lord teach you. Ask your parents. There's beautiful prayers you can pray. Lord, help me to know what my gifts are. Help me, Lord, to know the talents that you have given to me. They're usually things that you enjoy doing. They're usually things that you tend to be good at. They're usually things that bring you some peace. So maybe it's reading, or maybe it's learning, or maybe it is being compassionate. Maybe it is just good at, well, whatever it might be. A lot of different things. Maybe you are good at cooking and practical things. Maybe you're good at fixing things. Maybe you're good at just putting things in order. Maybe you have beautiful gifts of organization. Maybe beautiful gifts that God has given to all of us. How do you come to know those? And then give them to the people whom you admire the most or whom you love the most, who are the closest to you. These three kings really, truly moved on faith. They had no idea what they were going to find. They were historians. They knew what the scripture said. They knew that there was going to be a king and that there would be a light that would guide them. And they brought some gifts with them to give to a king. Hopefully they would find him. How in our own life do we recognize, again, and trust and have faith that God will lead us maybe to the particular people in our life that we need to bring our gifts to? Trust that God will bring us to encounter him. Maybe the light shines over the church, leading you to church each Sunday or to daily mass or to the adoration chapel. Maybe the light does shine on particular people whom God is asking you to be forgiven to or to be patient with or to be loving to or whatever it might be. How do you pay attention and have faith that the Lord is leading you to particular people and events and things that he wants you to present your gifts? Which really is just to be yourself, to be present, to be there. So I hope that you may come to recognize that we truly have a part in this salvation history. God is giving gifts to us. He calls us to give and to share our gifts to others. May we continue with great joy to recognize that God has come and that he has given us a great light, his light, to lead us and guide us if we but trust and follow that light. And I just really, truly would encourage you, especially the spouses and the married couples who are here, really to reflect this week on those particular things that I mentioned. What gifts do you have, and how do you share them with those who are close to you? May good things and beautiful things come out of those. Beautiful gifts. One question, I don't necessarily know the answer, but as I was reading from these readings, the one question that jumped out at me, and again, I'll have to continue to reflect on it, but what in the world did Mary and Joseph do with those particular gifts? I wonder, huh? Maybe you as parents, when your kids, you know, were born and the particular gifts came in and you're like, I don't know about that gift, but thank you very much, you know? Where did those things go? Where did Joseph and Mary put that gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Where did they keep it? Who did they pass it on to? Where did it stay? Anyway, maybe in our own reflection, again, the gifts that we have received from God, what do we do with them? Do we hide them? Do we ignore them? Do we bring them up? Do we keep them? Do we cherish them? What do we do with them in our own life. May we recognize the gifts that God has given to us. May we cherish them, and may we share them.